Kinnah Yudalid, I try to make the impression that not every kinnah is just talking about death and blood, but each kinnah is its own shtickle Torah unto itself. But Kinnah Yudalid is one which is philosophically difficult, because it addresses an issue which refers to the Churban and the Golus of Klal Yisrael as inevitable. There appears to be at first glance a contradiction in Divrei Chazal. If you read Yirmiyah, you see that Golus is something that Klal Yisrael will either cause and bring upon itself or not. It's in the yad of Klal Yisrael to save the bias from the Churban, or that the Churban will take place. Yet, if you look at other places in Divrei Chazal, in the Bris Ben Absarim, for example, you read that the Chayshech of the Bris Ben Absarim is a reference to the Golus. Even in Bereishis Bara Lekim, it's the Shemayim V'aretz. You say Sayu and Vayu, and Chayshech and Tahayim are the four Goliaths, the four nations that oppress Klal Yisrael. Tahayim is our Golus, Adayim, the longest and deepest, and Chayshech Zuyavan. So that it seems from other Chazals that the Golus was inevitable, it had to happen. In this Kinnah Yudalid is strikingly different than the others, in that it refers to the Kinnah, to the Churban, as something that had to be. Just to read a little bit of it, Eicha is Asher Kvar Oso. Eicha is a Lashon of wailing. Asher Kvar Oso Tovim Meni Ligbais Nishiyayu. Asher ad loy shchokim nimtachu b'shali ramas hayes eretz tayu. Echas asher kvar oso, this which was already decreed. Tov ameni l'gbais nishiyeyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, time to pay up what you owe. Ad asher loy shchokim nimtachu, before the heavens were spread out, b'shali ramas hayes eretz tayu. It was already a remez, tayu uvayu, tayu is the churban bayis rishon. So that this kapitel repeatedly refers to the idea that the Churban is something that had to be. If you look in the third paragraph, Oz l'rashay dayreis nitutzai noida. Palatik aloshin. Oz l'rashay dayreis, in the earlier dayreis, nitutzai noida, was already known that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. Ad loy osoy karnais avgada. In force completed, its horn or its glory, it was known that it would be cut down. So this refers to the Churban in a much more philosophical way, and it's a little difficult to understand, to appreciate the idea that on the one hand, a Klal Yisrael could have avoided the Churban, and on the other hand, the Churban had to be. And it's something which certainly needs a very deep explanation, but on its most simple level, we know that Olam Hazeh is a place of correction. Olam Hazeh is a place where things break and they're fixed. Anybody who builds has to try to build and fix things up. Nothing goes the way you originally draw your architectural plans. You draw plans and you build it without any corrections, you end up with a building that's not usable. If you make you want to cook something and you draw up a recipe, and the cook is not willing to adjust, taste it and adjust, the food won't be good. Olam Hazeh is a place of Baina Olamos Umachrivam. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu built six or seven worlds and destroyed them until he got to this world. See how this world came out, you wonder what the others looked like. But, God didn't really have to build six worlds to get to the right one. He could have gone right to the seventh one. But the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in Teva Habriya a mitzius of Baina Ilamesu Machrivan, a place where things break and have to be fixed. A place where relationships go through hard periods and they have to be worked on. A place where attempts to succeed go through periods of failure and a person has to persevere. It's that way in Gashmias, certainly that way in Ruchnias. And a person who can't persevere can't succeed. And the fact that in an imperfect world, a perfect place like the Beis Hamikdash would not have a permanent kiyum was something that was obvious from the beginning. It's something that requires falling and getting up again. It requires a chakeloi, b'chol yom shiyavi. It requires a desire, a burning desire. A desire could be perfect, even if performance is not perfect. A person could want to be a wonderful sports figure. A person could dream of pitching a perfect game, even though he can't do it physically. But dreams can have perfection. This is a world where the perfection is in the achakalai b'chol yom shiyavi, in the dreams, in the desires, in the tshuka, in the desire for a Beis Hamikdash. It's a more perfect Beis Hamikdash than the Beis Hamikdash itself was. You have to work on that tshuka. And so this kina, which is written in a much more philosophical way, a little harder to understand, is a kina which touches on that idea that the Churban had to be, and it's a job. Coming after the Churban is a job of desire, of wanting, of Sheva Yipot Tzadik V'Kam, the idea of wanting, desiring, and really Tisha B'Av with the mourning about what happened. It's a Tisha B'Av, we mourn so that we look forward. We learn from the past so that we can desire in the future. This is all an idea, an attempt to draw closeness to this hergish of wanting the Rabbi Nishalan, wanting a Gilui Shechina, and wanting a Beis Hamikdash. Eichos Asher Kvaros.